1. Courtney.
I love lists. Lists keep things organized, keep my thoughts in order. For example, here's a list of things I find more pleasant than Aiden Shaw. Mosquito bites. Sunburn. Paper cuts. Rush hour traffic. Telemarketers. Lukewarm coffee. Period cramps. Picking up dog poop. Mouth breathers. Acid reflux. Boob sweat. People who drown kittens. Okay, maybe not the last one. I'm not a psychopath. But still, the list is very clear. I do not like Aiden Shaw. Not one bit. And to be extra clear, he doesn't like me either. It's the one and only thing we agree on. It's also the reason I'm about to do something I never, ever do. Grovel. Please, I wheedle as I bat my eyelashes at my boss, Philippe, who I may or may not have a teeny little crush on. But that's neither here nor there. This is necessary eyelash batting. Mission critical. Philippe frowns, and I add a little pout. Pretty please with cherries on top? No. Philippe is oblivious to my light flirtations, which really shouldn't surprise me. The guy's never shown any interest in me whatsoever. Why would he start now? He adjusts his silk tie, runs his fingers through that curly hair of his, then dips a spoon into a vat of simmering soup. He makes a big show of gagging. Puh! More salt! Yes, boss. One of the sous chefs practically salutes, wiping sweat from his brow before tending to his broth creation, which smells like heaven. It's an emergency, I say desperately, but Philippe isn't listening. You, tidy up that hair. Philippe barks at a trainee waitress who's just entered the kitchen with a towering armful of dirty dishes. I'm running a fine dining establishment, not a hoochie bar. Sorry. The waitress chokes before depositing the dishes in the sink. I'll fix it now. That you will, Philippe snaps. And then get to table 7 and take their drink order before they die of thirst. No customer will die on my watch. I will not have blood on my hands. Do I make myself clear? The poor girl nods and scuttles for the door, no doubt running for the bathroom to fix her already perfectly presentable ponytail and wipe away her forthcoming mascara tears. I must find her later and tell her that Philippe really isn't as bad as he seems. Most of the time. And also inform her about the super-duper lacquer hairspray I found at Walmart, in that old lady section that sells rollers and blue rinse. Life-saving stuff in a hot, humid work environment that wreaks havoc with hair. Philippe claps his hands at the retreating waitress's back like he's shooing a stray cat. Then he faces me again. His slightly too small, forest green eyes. Not that I'd ever tell him that. Hopefully, our children will have my eyes. Flash. I don't think your neighbor dropping in for dinner is considered an emergency, Courtney. What's a hoochie bar? I ask innocently. The busboy behind me titters, but turns his laugh into a cough when he sees our boss's glare. Don't change the subject, Philippe says, flicking a dish towel at me. I'd help you if I could. But we have a full house out there and we're a waitress down. Of course, Diana had to go and have an emergency appendectomy, today of all days. Ugh, some people are so selfish. Doesn't working here for 7 years give me some kind of veto power? I try one last course of action and tack on a silent, especially seeing as I'm insanely overdue either a pay raise or a promotion. Both, actually. But the guffaws from the peanut gallery of chefs behind me don't inspire hope. Absolutely not, Philippe snaps. Now go and serve that man and his date before I fire you. You won't fire me, I say, sounding much more confident than I feel. It's an art I've perfected over the years. Don't let anyone think you want or need anything, or you risk looking weak. A good concealer will easily disguise the bags under your eyes that your 60-hour work week has given you. Bags you could pack for vacation. A vacation I could really do with right about now. Can't you just give me the rest of the night off? I plead. One measly little night? No. For girl problems? Advil's in the bathroom. Sudden case of the stomach flu? Don't puke on anyone. Now get out there. I'm going to report this place for workers' rights violations.